so.
I got the look.
Huh, I don't know how long it's been off. There were some good testimonies. Huh?
Is there enough battery?
Brand new. Yeah, it's working right now, but anyway, you're going to have to come up here and give those testimonies again. As I was listening to the different testimonies and different things, you know, different places, I was thinking about this revelation of the fact that Jesus is a man. And this is a major, major revelation. It is so major that the devil seeks to change it. He doesn't want us to know that. And by taking away the humanity, it actually takes away his position. And Pablo mentioned an aspect of something that I was on my mind. I was thinking about saying something about it this morning, and then he came up and did it instead. But the fact that Jesus, you know, as he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's saying, "Lord, if there's any some other way, if there's some other way." And then he makes a strange statement. He says, "Nevertheless, not my will." And I thought, you mean to tell me that there is a man will in here too that wants some things different? Maybe? You know what I'm saying? And then as I heard some other testimonies in some other places in the Bible, I could pick up that same thing. You can see that he's a man. He didn't serve the Father because he thought exactly like the Father did. That would not have... See, if he would have been God the Son, he would have thought exactly like the Father. You got to follow what I'm saying. Uh-huh. It's vital. But he didn't. He had a different... I mean, he was a man. And there was an part of him that could see things and saw things from a man's point of view, which made him valuable to us. So he could associate with us. He could relate to us. He could whatever else. That's what the Bible says. And so, anyway, so what he did is he said, "Nevertheless, not my will." You know what that tells me? He may have said that 1,000 times. The thing that made him what God wanted him to be was the fact that he said, "Nevertheless, your will. Nevertheless, your will. Nevertheless, your will. Nevertheless, your..." Are you following me? Do you know what God is looking for in the people?
For us to say, "Nevertheless, your will."
To get to the place. And then let me say something else about, I don't know who was testifying, but the fact that sometimes, you know, I don't want to embrace eternal security. I don't want to be it because it's a dead-end road. And yet there is such a thing as a type of eternal security. But it's not the kind that, you know, there's a false thing and there's a real thing. And here's something that I know. And sometimes we guess, but I know this for sure. That God looks on the heart. He judges after the heart. And then, getting off from that for a second, but God, it tells us in Hebrews 4:12, it says that that the Word of God, which was with God and was God, is God, is the same nature, that the Word of God is able to even discern the thoughts of the heart. Trillions of people? How big is that, Ken? You mean God has this computer-like system greater than any computer system that you mean that he's able for as long as the world lives or exists, that God is able to discern the thoughts of every heart that's, you know, who is this?
Yeah.
Who is this? And where was I when I said getting back to the...
eternal security.
Help me.
Eternal security.
Oh. said, I won't lose it. I won't lose it. I did lose it. But
that makes Jesus a man, that he has his own mind.
Yeah, the nevertheless. Oh, I know. Got it. Says God judges us by the heart, more so than deeds. He looks on the heart. And so here's the secret. And I know this, that if your heart is to serve him, and no matter what, if that's where your heart is, and that's where your heart is, that's where my heart is. My heart is there. I've done some stupid things, but my heart is to serve God. It's been there for a long time. So is yours. You know what? There's a lot of churches in false doctrine. There's a lot of people in a lot of these churches whose heart is to serve God.
Yes.
You know what? In spite of these crazy things. I mean, when Jerome was healed, as far as I can remember, I believed in the Trinity. As nutso as that thing has become, I believed in that. I taught it. But you know what? In spite of that, God saw my heart. And in spite of our things that we've, failures that we've had, God sees the heart. The point is, if your heart is to find and serve God, God will make a way for you to do that.
Great.
Yeah, are you following me?
Yes.
God has the ability, that's who He is, to make a way if your heart is to serve Him. And that's why I'm not not uncircumcised in heart and ears. I'm really not. I have been. But I'm not. I want God. I want the truth. I want the Word. I want it in me. And because of whatever God has done, and I can't take any credit whatsoever, whatever He has done in me, I've come to the place that I want this more than anything else that there is. And that is not a boasting, prideful, false statement. I want the Word of God more than I've ever wanted anything in my life. I want it. I want this in me because I realize what the Bible says, and I realize that I believe what the Word of God says. I'm starting to believe it. Jesus said, if my Word is in you and lives, and that's what's going to happen to us. If my Word is in you and lives, you can ask what you will and it will be done. And that's why what we've done is we've eliminated that part. And the church sings a song, and we used to sing this song all the time. Remember? Ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey and believe and then say, I believe. You know what I mean? What about the rest of the verse? If my word is in you and lives, then you can ask what you will. Why? Because this word will create a state, substance, and nature inside of us that will allow us to walk with God, and God will do it. We have seen unbelievable miracles. And I thought, people have said, you know, I've seen a lot of things in my life. And people have said, why don't you write a book? And I thought, why? Why? We've got all kinds of books by people that have seen greater things than I've ever seen. What would it be? It would be for my sake.
Yeah.
A little boasting, a little pride, and a little whatever else. But you know what the crazy thing is? That I have never, in one thing, that miracle we've ever seen, I've never known it was going to happen. Believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. We've laid hands on the sick and prayed for them. Like with that time with the guy down south of Eau Claire.
Herman?
No. Henry Oyum. Henry Oyum. We prayed for him. He was all hunched over trying to fix his furnace, and we didn't even know that he had a bad problem. We didn't know that. And Gordy and Clayton and I went and laid hands on him, prayed for him, and we left. We heard nothing for 2 weeks. We didn't know he's healed. We didn't know he had a problem. He just couldn't come to our meeting that night. I said that to say that that's the way God is. He don't want you to take any praise, any glory, any credit for what He does. We did nothing except pray. Are you following me? And I don't mean to be sounding like anything prideful in what I'm saying right now. It's just, it's not in me to do that. It's just like God wants to get the glory, and God deserves to get the glory, and He's the only one worthy of the glory. And when we get to the place, we were talking about, Joanne and I were talking about something this morning, about a situation, somebody that we know. And one of the reasons that they really, it's been a long time, didn't really want to come to this church anymore, to be real blunt. And they said, there's no future for me. I can't ever become anything there. And you know what? I'll give you some encouragement. If you're part of this church, there is no future for you. You will never become anything. So if that, I don't know if that makes you feel good or not, but
it does.
Because what's gonna happen? And it is. I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm just shaking all over right at the moment. Because what's going to happen is God is going to end up getting all the glory, and you're going to become nothing.
Oh. So the bottom of the line is don't try.
I'm just shaking because I can just feel the Spirit of the Lord. It's like this. God never created us to take the credit. It's been a while since I've had this experience. Any testimonies, anything else, or we'll come up and we need to. Yeah, oh my.